Devar Malchus Balo Yischa. The Rebbe many times repeats the words of Tanya, Perek Lamed Zayin, that all of the lofty revelations of the time to come, Yomais Mashiach and the Geula, are dependent on our divine service, our Avedis Hashem, in the time of Golus. Although this is well known by those who learn Chassidus, there's nonetheless a common misconception. What's the misconception? That once we finish our Avodah in Golus, then everything else happens automatically. Many, many people have this misconception. In almost every Sikh of Dvar Malchus, the Rebbe drives home the point that the end of Golus is not the end of our Avodah. In this Sikha, it is expressed in the terms of lighting the lamps until the flame rises on its own. This is Rashi's Pirush on the words of Hashem to Aaron HaKohen in our Parsha, when you light the lamps of the Menorah. That's what Hashem says to Aaron HaKohen. And Rashi says that this literally means when you bring up the lamps. The word is Beha'aloizecha, to bring up the Neirois. Because Aaron is required, as Rashi says, is required to kindle the lamp until the flame rises by itself. The object is not simply that the lamps should be illuminated. Lamps refers also, according to Chassidus, to the Neshamas of the Yidden. Because this occurs also while Aaron is holding the light to them. He holds the light to the wick, and the wick is burning. The Torah doesn't say light up the lamps, but bring up the lamps. This means that even when the one who lights them removes his influence, he pulls the lighter away, the lamps stay lit. The Rebbe emphasizes that this means that the lamps burn on their own accord, even without any outside influence. In the Rebbe's words in the Sikha, even though lighting and bringing up the lamps comes about through lamp-lighting Jews who light the lamps, nonetheless, the lamp must be ignited in a way that afterward, the light comes from itself, the flame goes on its own without needing any assistance from the lamplighter. This means that even though a person didn't light himself up, he had a Rebbe, he had parents, he had teachers, he had mashpim, he had friends, etc. He had the Bachur Manshlichis and Mifzoim, a shaliach, who helped light him up with an enthusiasm in Avodas Hashem. Nevertheless, the complete and true Avoida is when, after he's been already lit up by others, now he becomes a flame which rises on its own. This means that his own existence alone is what drives him, and not the influence of a mashpia, and not even the mashpia with a capital M. The significance to our times, after Gimel Tammuz, should be obvious. We are not presently operating in an environment where we see the Rebbe giving dollars, a piece of lekach, kosher bracha, waving a hand. But if one refers to the decades when the Chassidim saw and felt all of that as the good old days, if that's how you refer to it, then you're missing the point. The true and complete Avodah is not when a Yid feels excited when the Rebbe is lighting him up, but rather after that, when he can prove that the Rebbe was truly successful in lighting him up because his fire for serving Hashem rises on its own, even when the lamplighter pulls away the fire, pulls away the lighter. This may sound like a daunting challenge to bring ourselves to Geula Dikavodis Hashem without the Mashpia lighting us up in a revealed way. Firstly, we don't have any choice in the matter. Either we do this or Chas V'Shalom cool off, because that's the situation. As to the how can we bring ourselves to this Avodah that the Rebbe wants from us to rise up on our own accord? So the Rebbe brings in the Sikha, that from the Rebbe Rashab, that the nature to rise up to its source, the nature of fire that is found in fire, the nature to rise up that is found in fire is not something additional to it, not because it feels the loftiness of its source, but rather because of its bittul and its lack of a matzias. Means that the more bittul we achieve, the less we are concerned with our own matzias, our feelings and our experiences of the Rebbe, and instead we focus on what the Rebbe wants from us, we will find that we are lit up to bring Mashiach both in our personal Avodah and in our Avodah with others in a more complete and a true manner than was the case in the quote-unquote good old days when everything was coming from the Rebbe lighting us up. Now, the Rebbe wants to see that we are already lit up and we're doing it. It's coming from ourselves. And that is called that we will truly rise up on our own, and that is the Avodah of Geula.